Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Makot, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. In the middle of the Amud, continuing our investigation of the issue of Alav Hanitak La'aseh and Bitlo V'lo Bitlo, etc. Tanan Hatam, we have the Mishnah in Chulin in the last parak. Hanotel Eim Halabanim, if you take the mother bird with the children, with the eggs. V'yomer Lokev Einu Mishaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says you get makot right away, and then you don't have to send the bird away. You already did the violation. They said, no, you send it away, and you don't get makot. That's the rule. Anytime there's a lotase that has an assay afterwards of how to fix it or how to respond to it, there's no chiyuv makot. Now, that's the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ein lanu elazot v'od acheret. Rabbi Yochanan said there's only one other example. So Amalei Rabbi Lazar, Heicha. So Rabbi Lazar, the Talmud, said to Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud Chaver, said, what is it? Amalei L'chi Tishkach, you figure it out. Nafak Dakva Ashkach, so he found the Braita, the Tanya, Ones Shigiresh, we had this already, Im Yisrael hu machzir v'eno loke, kohenu loke v'eno machzir. Good. Naha Nechalaman de Tani Kimo v'lo Kimo, that only works according to Reish Lakish. Right? Because the Beit Din will tell you, either marry her or get the makot. Elamanda vidlo bitlo. How could you ever get makot for it? You have both possibilities. Bitlo vlo bitlo kimo lo kimo in sending away the mother. Ela ones bitlo vlo bitlo hecha mishkachala. There is no bitlo vlo bitlo. There is no bitlo in ones because either kadla if you kill the girl, come rabine. You're going to get mita for killing her. You're not going to get makot. Let's say that she accepted kiddushin, that her father accepted kiddushin from somebody else. So Amarav Ishavite Shliach, if she made him a shaliach, he come mevatel, and she's the one who's mevatel, not him. So the girl, he doesn't get makot for her being mevatel the asay. Ilo Shavite Shliach, if she didn't appoint her father as a shaliach, kol kamine, or if she didn't appoint this guy as a shaliach. The ones, then what right does he have to mekabel kedushin? V'loklumu, that's nothing. Ella, Rav Shimon ben Harden, gon shehidira barabim. If the man, after he divorced her, then took a neder, a public neder, saying she can't get an offer from me, which means that there's no way to repudiate it. Hanechel manda neder shuda barabim ein lo hafara. That only works if you accept the opinion that a neder taken publicly can never be repudiated. But if it could be repudiated, it's machloket nedarim, then that means that it's still possible to fulfill the assay, get it repudiated, and marry her. The answer is demedira la aldat rabbi, which is a more stringent level. Not only you do it publicly, but you say, I'm doing this aldat the beit din, aldat the community. That's the halacha. So a neder that's made, al dat rabim, so in the name of the community, cannot ever be repudiated. Vatuleika, there are no other examples of bitlo v'lo bitlo kimo lo kimo, meaning Rabbi Yochanan said there's only one parallel to shiluach haken. Vaika, gazel, if you steal, drachman amar, lo tigzol, and veshivat hagzela. Torah said, don't steal, and if you steal, return the theft. Which means that, according to Chachamim, you're not going to get makot, you have to return the theft. Mashkon, also the isser of taking a mashkon from the poor, Rachman Amar lo tavo al beto la vota voto, you can't come to the poor man's house to take his mashkon. And if you do, Hashem tashiv lo avot kibah Hashem, you have to return it to him before nightfall, if it's, let's say, night clothes, or something he needs at night. Mishkacha la bekimo velo kimo, ubitlo velo bitlo, you can have both of them. Either Beit Din tells you return it, that's kimo velo kimo, and you don't do it, or bitlo velo bitlo, you take the mashkon and destroy it, you take the gzela, and you throw it away or you sell it. The answer is no. Hatam came in a chayv tashlumin in lokeh mashalim. Since your chayv tashlumin, there really is no bitlo, because if you destroy the mashkon, you have to pay him for it. If you destroy the gzela, you have to pay him tashlumin. So there really is no bitlo there. So matkav Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir, and remember, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds the position bitlo v'lo bitlo, and he's the one who said there's only one parallel to shiluach hakein. There you have an obvious bitlo. You kill the mother bird or you clip its wings. Matkav Rabbi Zeir, ha'ika mashkono shel ger u'meta ger. What happens if you take a mashkon from a ger who has no heirs, and the ger then dies, which means you have no one to return it to whom to return it? Therefore, it's bitlo. So hatam gavra b'tashlumin hu. The answer is no. Really, you really have to pay. Shibura, the Gerhuda Kapaka. It's just the Shibud, because this guy died without heirs, the Shibud explodes or disappears. But really, you're a Bar Tashlumin, so you can't get Makot. I Vaika Peya. Peya is an Ase, Alamanitak Lase. To Rachman Amar, Lo Techala Peyat Sadcha. You're not allowed to clear cut your field. Rather, leave it for the Anian Ger. To Mishkach Alab, Kimo Velokimo, Bitlo Velobitlo. It could be both possibilities. Kimo Velokimo is always easy. Beit Din either says give it to the Yoni or you get Makot. But it's even Bitlo Velo Bitlo, which is always going to be harder to find. None, it's Fat Pei Ala Frishmina Kama. The mitzvah is to leave it while it's in the stalks. Frishmina Kama and Frishmina Omerim. If you forgot to do it and clear cut your field, you give it to him from the sheaves. Loi Frishmina Omerim, if you didn't do that, Frishmina Kri, you give it to him from the granary, Ashlo Mirech, until you've evened it out. Mercho, Measer Notem, once you've been Mamarech, you can't give pay anymore. You owe him the money, so you have to take the right amount and separate Masrot from it, because now it's Chayv and Masrot, and give it to him. So, therefore, you have a Bitlo Velo Bitlo, because you could get to the point where it's impossible to give payo. You've destroyed it by taking it too far. The answer is no. Could Rabbi Shmuel, Da'amar, Afma Frishmina Min Ha'isa. Rabbi Shmuel says you could separate payo even from the dough. He takes it further. Rabbi Shmuel, Namishkach La Da'achalisa. So if you ate the dough, you can't separate it. Which means that even Peah has Bitlo Velo Bitlo Kimo Velo Kimo. So when we have the Mishnah in Chulin that has Shiluach HaKen, Rabbi Yochanan said there's one other, and we thought the one other was Ones, and then and it would be Ones if you took a Neder Aldat Rabim that she can't get Hanah from you. The answer is no. Peah is also a counterexample. Peah is also a parallel example to Shiluach HaKen. Alazod Vodacheret, aha. This is the other one. Peah is the other one. Well, Ones Lo. Ones is not a parallel. Why? Tehei Chamrin Aldat Rabim Ein Lo Hafara. When do we say that a neder that's taken Aldat Rabim cannot be repudiated? L'divir Arshut. That's only if you're repudiating it for something which is neutral. Aladvar Mitzvah Yesh Lo Hafara. But even a neder Aldat Rabim, if you need to break the neder in order to, or repudiate the neder in order to fulfill a mitzvah, you could do it. And what's an example? There was a teacher who was negligent about his kids. Adre Ravacha put him in a neder. He put him under a neder that he can't get hanah from the community as a teacher. Something to that effect. And it was Aldat Rabim, because he's the Maradatra. Vahadre Ravina. Ravina restored him. Why? He was the best teacher anyway. So Ravina repudiated the neder, even though it was Aldat Rabim, Lutzorach Mitzvah. So therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan said, in Re, the Mishnah in Chulin about Shiluach HaKen, there's one parallel. That parallel is Peah. But Ones is not a parallel, because Ones, you could never get to Bitlo Velo Bitlo. If you hold Bitlo Velo Bitlo, it's Rabbi Yochanan's position, you'll never get Makot for Ones, unless if you're a Kohen who divorced. Okay, the Mishnah then said, Ochel Nevelo to Trefot Shkotzim Rosim. You get Makot. These are Alavim of eating. If you eat the little fish that ends up in the furrows, I'm not sure where these fish come from, but they end up in the furrow where you're plowing. This is called a creepy thing on the ground, so you get makot for that. And Rav Yehuda indeed gave makot once for that, so it wasn't just theoretical. If you eat this little, it's a small sea sheretz, you get four makot. Why? Because four sets of makot. Because the parallel passages in Shmini and in Re'e, one in Vayikra, one in Dvarim, say that you cannot eat sheretz hasheretz b'mayim, right? And then al titamu and al tishaktsu. Nimala, if you ate an ant, lokech chamesh. Why? Mishum sheretz hasheretz al aretz, because there's also a creepy thing on the ground. Sirah, you ate a hornet, lokech sheish. Why? Mishum sheretz ha'of, because that's a creepy thing of the bird. Mavachai, that'll be true about a bee also. Mashet nekevav, here's an expansion. If you need to defecate and you hold it in, then over mishum bal tashak lo tashak tzu. You're hurting yourself, right? You're lo tashak tzu nafshotechem, which the context is of eating disgusting things, but doing something disgusting to your body and hurtful. Bibarabaye haimind ashati bakarna de umna. If somebody drinks from the cup that's used for bloodletting, cover mishum bal lo tashak tzu. That's also a disgusting thing, and you violate that. Rav Maravunas, risek tisha animalim. If you ground up or